Good morning. Welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action. I am Ken Tuck. Thank you for joining me today. I hope everybody's Sunday is going well, and I hope you are ready to hear about some exciting things that are happening right here in our hometown of Dothan, Alabama, and right here at Love and Action. And with me today, I have my beautiful bride, Martha, with me. Martha, thank you for joining me.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
And we are going to talk about some exciting things God's doing here at Love and Action, and wanted Martha to be on the air with me today so she can talk about it as well and just express our thankfulness to God and our excitement for all that he is doing. And before we jump into all of that, Martha, would you open us up in prayer?
Yes, it'd be my pleasure. Lord, we just come to you today, submitting to you, Father. Lord, you have your will and your way in this broadcast today. Father, may everything we say and do be pleasing to you, because God, we are nothing without you. God, these things don't happen without you. So God, we just ask you just to glorify yourself through this today as we share, Lord, the things that you are doing. We just love you and praise you and thank you, Lord. Thank you for your many blessings, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for opening us up this morning in prayer. We are going to talk about this morning something we've been waiting on for a while here at Love and Action, not complaining about the length of time because we know God's timing is always perfect, but we are excited. And what we are excited about is back in November of last year, we shut down our kitchen and dining facility to do a renovation. We thought maybe about 6 weeks, eight at tops would be what we needed to get all that done. But due to different things, and we won't even get into all that because that doesn't matter anymore, it took about 5 months. And we are now ready to open up our newly remodeled facility, and we want to talk about that and talk about the plans that we have that we're believers from God, and we're going to give them to God and let him work out his own plans. But we are extremely excited about this. About a week and a half ago, we received our certificate of occupancy from the city of Dothan. And, of course, what that means is the inspectors have all came in and inspected everything thoroughly and said everything was good and gave us our certificate of occupancy, which means we can use it again. And we are excited about it. And, Martha, let's, first of all, let's just start out by telling them the name of our dining facility, because it's neat how that came about.
Yeah.
And this new, we say new building, it was built in the 1960s.
Yeah.
But it's new. I mean, the bones of it are still the same, right? But while all the glass is down, insulated walls are put up, praise God, to have a more efficient building.
Right.
And the kitchen is expanded, and the new dining hall looks just beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful new building. And let's talk about what the name of that building is. Love and Action's new kitchen and dining facility is called?
The Table.
The Table. All right.
Yes, The Table.
Tell everybody about The Table and, first of all, how that came about.
Yeah, how that came about. Well, we have a volunteer of ours. She had moved, and she had downsized her house. And so she didn't have a room to hang one of her favorite pictures. So she asked me, she said, would you like to have a picture maybe to hang in the new facilities? And I'm like, well, yeah, sure. What is it? And she showed me what it was. And she told me, well, my husband said, you know, that we ought to give it, you know, see if you wanted it, you know, because it's, well, the picture is of the Lord's table, the Lord's Last Supper there, the Lord with his disciples. And I was like, oh, that'd be great. And he said, we also said maybe we should name it The Table. Because, you know, the Lord sitting there with the disciples at the table. And it was like, oh, that just kind of hit mine and Ken's spirit very well. That, yeah, the table, because, you know, everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome at God's table, the Lord's table. And so we decided, I mean, that was just it. I mean, there was no other debate. You know, boom, that was it, the table. And because the Lord provided the picture, the word, you know, the table. And then we based it on you know, the scripture in Luke chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, it says, but when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. And so that just fit perfectly with what we do. Everyone is welcome. I mean, not just the poor and the blind and the lame, but everyone, you know, is really welcome to the table here at Love in Action. And so that was that just fit perfectly what we wanted to do and you know, say about the new facilities there.
Amen. It's neat how God puts things together. Mm-hmm. And we certainly thank Sister Lynn and Brother Tony for not only the picture, but for the name as well. I mentioned that this project started 5 months ago. The actual planning and process of it started several years ago.
Yeah.
There was one thing after another stalled this whole process. And some of it was the impact of COVID, and the cost of everything was higher than it actually is now. And we know everything is still expensive now, especially in the building world. But then also someone who's going to do the work for us, he ended up retiring and him and his family moving. And so we started looking for another one and contacted Fred Saliba with Alfred Saliba Construction. And Fred, who's just a wonderful brother, he said, I've got somebody you need to talk to. He works there. And he said, his name is Lance. And Lance is over the remodeling side of the construction business. And when I met Lance, you and I met Lance, it was like, yeah, this the guy. Mm-hmm. 'Cause first of all, he loves Jesus.
Yes.
He's got a wonderful testimony. And secondly, he knows what he's doing. And so they were the ones who took on the project. And we thought it was going to be a pretty simple project, but once you start working on buildings that were built back in the 60s, you're going to run into things that you weren't expecting. And that happened, and then the grease trap came up, and we were not expecting to have to put in a grease trap. And we did, and I'm glad we do now, because now we can cook anything.
Anything.
And I am going to fry a piece of chicken or something to use that grease trap.
Yeah.
We don't have fryers, but and we never have fried anything. But, you know, that's just part of the rules and regulations of doing ministry, doing business, if you will, in Dothan or in any city for that matter. And so we have that grease trap in now, and that took a little while to get that going and get that coming in and rearranging our budget for the grease trap. And speaking of budget, I do want to say this and just give God all the praise. Mm-hmm. This project of totally remodeling the kitchen, really remodeling the entire 277 West Main Street building, which used to be Dakota Coffee back in the day, we owe nothing on it. We did not take out a loan for it. We said we're going to do this as God blesses and God provides, because we just don't believe in going into debt to do things. And God provided. People, individuals, churches, businesses gave financially for this project. The Wiregrass Foundation gave us a grant to go towards this project. So it's really such a community thing.
Yes.
And God touched hearts and people responded, and we were able to pay for this entire project and not owe anything on it.
That is a blessing, yeah, right there. I mean, how many people can say that, yeah, when they start projects like that, a big project like that?
Yeah.
Our God is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he truly is. I mean, he provides. He does. I mean, I know it seems so like, well, yeah, you say that cliche, but he really does. I mean, it's, that's no cliche. That's like for real fact. So no matter what we've needed, God has always provided. He truly is our provider.
Yeah, so, to God be the glory,
yes,
for that. And so we went all this time planning and trying to get started, and then we got started back in November, and it kept going. It kept going. But we had some stalls here and there, but all in God's timing, this took place, and it actually is opening up at the perfect time. In the summertime, we see needs go up because school's out, and children aren't getting the free lunches, free breakfasts at schools during the summer. So that goes up. And plus with inflation, as the latest report came out, it has increased again. And that just puts pressure on everybody, and especially those who are living in poverty. And so the need for food continues to rise. We've seen it rise and rise and rise since 2020,
yes,
the pandemic.
Yes.
And it hasn't stopped, and it continues to increase.
And we've had even people say that used to give a little bit to us each month. Now they're coming to us to saying, hey, we used to give, but now we need some food ourselves,
yeah,
guys, you know. And so we help them. And the elderly, we've seen more increase in the elderly coming, single parents or single, increase of everybody, actually. Yeah. but especially more so the elderly people in the community that just don't. Prices go up of groceries, prices go up in gas, but their income, it doesn't go up. You know, they're just in need. And I'm just so thankful for God providing through you all that give. You think, you know, your $5 or your $10 or your dollar don't make a difference. Yes, it does. Your prayers don't, yes, they prayers make a difference, and your support. So just thank you for that. And please continue, because like I said, summers, the needs go up even more so because, like you said, like Ken had said, kids are out of school, and so they don't have those lunches, free lunches anymore. So they got to go somewhere to eat. And just, yeah, so y'all keep giving and just keep praying, and just thank you so much for those that do that.
And I'm glad you mentioned prayer, because that's a great transition into what I want to talk about in this process that we've been going through, working on this building and getting it open. It's been a spiritual battle throughout, from the very beginning of us just talking about it.
Right.
And the enemy did not want this to happen. That was very obvious on some things that happened, and we won't get into all that because we don't want to give him any glory at all. But just so you'll know, it's been a spiritual battle. There was times Lance, you and me, just stopped and just came together and prayed. Then it kind of got to a boiling point, if you will.
Peak or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And we called a impromptu prayer meeting right there in the building. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, about 34, close to 40 people came out to pray with us. And that was an amazing response for such a short notice. And we prayed that night and prayed for a breakthrough, prayed for God to halt the enemy's attacks. And that was the turning point.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because from that point on, things started happening for the good.
Consistently happening.
Yeah. And so Martha mentioned prayer. Some people say, well, I can't do anything. I can't give a dollar. I can't give this. I can't give that. Everybody can pray. Mm-hmm. And the power of prayer is awesome because of the one who we pray to. And that night, that prayer gathering was another proof of that, that God hears his people. God moves. And he shows forth his power. And one of my prayers was, God, I just pray that this whole thing, this whole project, brings you glory and shows your power to those who come against you, and those being the enemy who didn't want this project to take place, and to show forth your power. And he did. And so it's just awesome what he's done. And prayer changes things, and so we can't encourage you enough to pray. Please pray for us. Please pray for those who we minister to. As we minister to them here at the table, there's going to be great opportunities to do that here on campus, but I want people to understand it's not just here on campus. We take more food out on our outreaches because there's so many people who can't make it to us, but they need food. They need a good meal, and so we're able to cook it here. And we're able to take it to them here and in the county and on out into the Wiregrass. And we're going to be able to do that even more now. And so we praise God for that. But here on our Love in Action campus, 277 West Main Street is the address of the table. Martha, starting next week.
With, yes.
Well, actually this week, because this is Sunday, the first day of the week.
Oh,
so starting
true.
This
That's
week,
true. Yeah.
We're going to open. But we're going to do something first. Tomorrow night, Monday, April 22nd at 5:30, we're going to have a
opening, a prayer service to open us up. Like I said, at 5:30, everyone is welcome. Just come and just pray. You're just being in prayer for, we just want God glorified through this and the community reached and the community reached for him. And just a prayer of thanks for one thing, of thanking him so much for all that he has done and all that he's going to do. It's just awesome. There's this like an expectation and excitement in my spirit, you know, about what God is going to do. What he's already done, but what he's going to do, you know, is just going to be great. So, yeah, 5:30 tomorrow night. Just come and join us and let's pray. And then we're going to have a little meeting afterwards for volunteers, volunteers that want to come. Volunteers that are currently here, and then volunteers that want to be involved, you're welcome. Please, it'll be around 6 o'clock after the prayer time. Meet 6 o'clock. We'll just come and talk so we can all be on the same page, so to speak, about the things that we're going to be doing that we haven't done before, just things that we need, stuff like that. So some instruction. And so, but y'all come and join us. We would love to have you if you just want to know what we're doing, what we do, and see the facilities. Come on out and join us. And see where God would have you to be a part of it.
Yes, and that prayer service, we're going to dedicate this building to God and to everything that He wants to do through this facility here on campus as well as out throughout this community that we are so thankful that we live in. And we invite you to come join us because we mentioned just a few minutes ago about how the enemy was really attacking us and against this project. Well, he's not going to stop just because we finished the project.
That's right.
Whenever we step into his territory to reach people for Jesus, to bring them out of the darkness into the marvelous light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the enemy doesn't like that. And so he's going to fight, but you know what? We've already won the battle, and we fight from victory. And so when we're together and we're praying together, man, God just, he responds and just does so many incredible things. We can share testimony after testimony, but you can just look at the Bible as well and read the Bible and see how God hears the prayers of his people. And so we're really excited about coming together to do a prayer dedication. We didn't want to have like a ribbon cutting or anything like that. We want to pray. Right. And give God the glory. So it is an open invitation for you to come out 5:30, and I want to respect everybody's time. So by 6 o'clock, you know, unless some of those who are praying just really go long, by 6 o'clock we'll be done with the prayer dedication, and then move right into the volunteering. So anybody who doesn't want to stay for that can leave at that point. But those are current volunteers. And those who are interested in becoming volunteers, as Martha said, please come and be a part of that starting about 6 p.m. That meeting will last maybe an hour. So hopefully by about 7 o'clock, we'll be done. Everybody can head back home, and you'll know what all is going on. Because there are some opportunities at the table now that we hadn't had before.
Right.
And so let's talk about that for a bit. So we got Brother Chef Mike. God bless him. For 5 months, he's been in Sweet Six, which is our ministry center where we have our groceries, our food pantry, our hygiene pantry, clothes, that kind of stuff. But we have a real tiny kitchen. I mean, tiny. Yes. You get four people in there, you're pretty much to the max. Capacity is full. Fire marshal kicks the fifth one out, right?
Yeah.
But with a regular household stove, and he was still, without complaining, cooking and cooking and cooking. We needed 100 meals. We had it. We need 120 meals. We had it. And so him and Brother Tony has joined in with that, and other volunteers who have been helping Mike with that. It's just been a wonderful blessing. But now they have room. They can stretch.
And more than one stove.
More than one stove,
and
yes.
And they can put more than two pans in a stove at a time. They can put 6 or 8 in there now.
That's right.
Yes.
We can cook. When I say we can cook anything, I mean we can cook anything. And here's what I mean. We have 3 commercial convection ovens. We have a commercial gas stovetop, 6-burner gas stovetop with a oven below that. Thank you, Bracken Appliance, for that. And we also have a tilt skillet. What's a tilt skillet? Well, I had no idea until Brother James from Gulf Tech told me about them. And he said, Ken, you need a tilt skillet in here. I said, what in the world is a tilt skillet? And he explained it to me. And then we went to Love Lady Center up in Birmingham with Brother Mike to check that out. And we're like, yeah, we need a tilt skillet. So we found a really good used one. I drove up to near Athens, Georgia. I called it enemy territory, being an Alabama fan, but I got out before they could find me. really, really, really nice guy who had it, and picked it up from him, and it works great. But what a tilt skillet is, this is a 30-gallon tilt skillet. If you can think of something that's kind of a square shape and that's deep, you can cook soups, chilies, you can cook pancakes. You can. It's like the bottom's like a griddle.
Eggs,
stir fry,
yeah,
gumbos, whatever. And by the way, if you know how to cook a good gumbo, come talk to us and we'll cut you loose. But then it has this little wheel on it, and you turn it, and it tilts the skillet, and it pours out your soup into whatever container you want it to be poured into instead of trying to ladle it all out. It's just really a cool piece of equipment, and so we're excited to start cooking with that. And then we also, right outside our kitchen door, we have fenced in what used to be the drive-through for Dakota Coffee. Now, the driveway is still open, but this drive-through is now fenced off, and that's where we have a grill, a smoker and a grill at. And it's a big one. It's one of those you can hook up behind your truck and pull it with you. It's the same grill that we used to cook 200 pounds of chicken a day during 2020. Because Dr. Stokes gave us that to use during the pandemic. And then he said, Ken, y'all can use that and do a lot of good with it. So I want you to have it. I was like, wow, thank you. Yes, so we have that. So we can grill, we can smoke all kinds of meats with that. So when I say we can cook anything, we can cook anything. The only limitations are the number of volunteers we have who can cook and the number who can come serve and help us go out and take food to people. And so that's why we're having a volunteer meeting. We need more and more. We have a tremendous core group of volunteers. And, I mean, they're wonderful. They're faithful. And they're here. They each have days that they come. And some come, you know, every Tuesday, every Thursday. And some come on Fridays. And we start outreaches back. Some just come for that. And that's great because we need people in every area. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have that opportunity to explain what all we can do now. And so, Martha, when we open up Tuesday, this Tuesday, we'll serve in the table.
Right.
So our friends can come in. And some people just come just to eat on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right.
They don't come for the food, clothes, and hygiene. They just come get them a good meal.
Right.
And so when people come to the table, what all is going to be going on there? What time and all that good stuff?
Okay. Yeah, well, the table will be open from 11 to 1. We'll be serving from 11, and we close starting at 11, and then we close at 1. But what we want to do is when people come in and sit down, kind of want to serve like almost like a restaurant. You know, you come down and you sit at your table, and then we bring the food to you. That's what we want to do. We want to serve people, you know, because Jesus served people, you know. So, I mean, it's just that's what we want to do. And so we need more volunteers in the kitchen just to help us serve, you know, bring the trays, the food trays to the people, and then, you know, help clean up the tables and help clean up the facilities for the next group of people that comes in, you know, keep things clean, keep them served, you know, and just to love on people, to talk with them, to sit down at the table with them if you get a chance and just minister the love of the Lord with them. And we're going to need more volunteers to do that because we're still going to be running our Compassion Center, which is Suite 6, at the same time with all the food, clothing, hygiene, showers, all that. So that's still going to run like normal. So we need another crew of volunteers to help us in the table so that we can do that and help in the – and if anybody that enjoys cooking – we can need some more help cooking things there in the kitchen and getting all that to facilitate the kitchen properly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not just cooking, not just serving plates, but also helping us to keep it clean.
Yeah.
You know, we need to bust those tables and
the bathrooms.
Clean them. And, mm-hmm. and it, that's the, you know, everybody thinks, well, man, ministry is so glorious, whatever, and it is, but not every aspect of it would be deemed glorious.
Right.
Bussing tables or cleaning bathrooms, what? But it's all part of ministry and it's all important because we need to keep everything clean for all of our friends coming in. And as Martha said, the table's not just for the homeless and the poor, it's for anybody. So if you're out there and you're passing through between 11 and 1 on Tuesdays and Thursdays and say, you know what, I'm going to stop by. Just stop by and have a quick meal with us.
Come join us.
And it's also awesome because hospitality is such an important part of being a Christian. We see that in Scripture and Luke 14:13-14. That's also a lot about hospitality. We want to show forth His love, His mercy, His grace to others and let people know that they are loved and just bless them. How many times has somebody done something for you and you're like, man, that was so nice and it just made you feel good? Well, the person who did that for you, it made them feel even better. And the reason why is we can go straight to the Scripture for that because God, you know, God tells us everything we need to know. We can go to Proverbs 14:21 where we read, whoever despises his neighbor is a sinner, but blessed is he who is generous to the poor. God wants us to be loving, caring people who bless others. So who's our neighbor? Whoever we come across. I remember the Good Samaritan, that story.
Yes.
But our neighbor may be a homeless person. We may walk past somebody who's homeless, or they may walk past us, or we may meet somebody who's living in poverty, or we may meet somebody who's the richest person in town, whatever. We need to show hospitality to whoever they are and show them the love of Jesus. And when you look into the Hebrew of that word, it's to make happy. And so that's why we're happy when we do something good. So when something's done good to you, you feel good about that. But it's even better, as Jesus tells us, better to give than to receive.
Right.
And that joy, His joy of the Lord, just wells up inside of us. And so we invite you to come out and experience that joy. And for those of you who are volunteers, come out and encourage others who will be here to come and join us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we will have that prayer meeting tomorrow at 5:30, prayer dedication from 5:30 to 6. And then right after that, we'll roll right into our volunteer meeting. And then Tuesday, April 23rd, we open the table. We will serve in the table, everybody who comes by. And then every Tuesday and Thursday, that's where we'll be.
11 to 1.
11 to 1 in the table. And then we'll also start our outreaches back in May 1, May 3, that's a Wednesday and Friday. So every Wednesday and Friday, we will start those outreaches back again because we'll now have food to take out to people who need it. And Martha, what time do people need to be here if they want to volunteer for those outreaches on Wednesdays and Fridays?
Okay, so yeah, we need to show up there. If you're going to help us fix the plates and stuff, you need to show up at 10 o'clock because we will be leaving at 11:30, leaving the campus to go out and distribute those plates. So again, on that Wednesdays and Fridays, the volunteers that want to help make plates and prepare things need to show up at 10. Other people that want to come and just be a part of the distribution, we're going to leave campus at 11:30, so be here before 11:30.
Again, that started in May 1st on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and May 3rd, that's a Friday. So then after that, every Wednesday and Friday, we'll be doing that. Then we also have outreaches the first three Saturdays of each month, and we start at 9 a.m. in the warehouse in the back of our campus where we're packing grocery boxes to load up on the buses and trailer or whatever else we're using to haul groceries out to folks and taking them out to people. Again, many folks can't make it to us, so we go out to them and bless them. But we do all of this to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ because nothing is more important than somebody coming to Jesus, because we can give somebody food, wonderful plate of food to eat or a box of groceries, but they're going to be hungry again. Mm-hmm. But we give them Jesus, then spiritually they will never, ever hunger again.
Right. I was just going to say, and on Saturdays, though, the time frames, we meet at the warehouse at 9 to make the grocery boxes, and then we leave the campus at 10:30. So on Saturdays at the warehouse at 9, leave campus at 10:30.
And we'd love to have you. Again, that's the first three Saturdays of each month. Mm-hmm. So a lot going on here at Love in Action, and we praise God for it. A lot of opportunities to serve, and volunteers will hear, those who are coming to learn about volunteering, you'll hear more opportunities that we have available than the table or even our outreaches. We also have the Compassion Center that we minister in, and so just a lot of wonderful things going on. The clinic, all kind of stuff.
So yeah, we also have this, we teach discipleship.
Yes.
So if anyone is interested in learning about discipleship and then also teaching what you've learned, come and talk to us, and we'll be glad to give you all the information and see what we can do about getting you taught some discipleship.
Yeah, that's awesome. We have two classes going on right now here on campus. You're doing one on FaceTime with the young lady we were able to get into the Love Lady Center, actually.
Right.
There'll be other opportunities to have Zoom because we also do discipleship on Zoom. Again, training people who can also teach, that's what discipleship's all about. And then when we do that, it's not just Martha and I teaching. Others can teach, like Miss Lynn has really taken it and ran with it. And so that's the goal of discipleship, make disciples who can make disciples. So much going on here at Love in Action, and we are out of time for this week. And so just again, want to invite you, come out tomorrow, 5:30 at the table here at 277 West Main Street in downtown Dothan for our prayer dedication. And then for volunteers, we'll have a meeting at 6 o'clock. So we invite you to come and join us. And Martha, thank you for being with me today.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for having me, hon.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I pray everybody will have a wonderful day today and a great week coming up, remembering that Jesus loves you so very much. And I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.